Hey, welcome to Faithterra. My name is Aurora Faithterra. I'm going to speak a little bit about alternative feminine care services. There's a whole spectrum of care out there for women's health that is not utilized by most medical society. And I specialize in those things. So I call myself a consultant. And instead of a consultant, a consultant. Women have been reclaiming the word cunt as an empowering word back in the origins of the cunt. And the it was actually an empowering word for women. It represented her as queen. And it reminds us that women's power comes from her yoni, comes from her vagina, comes from her womb space. Yoni is also a word that women have used to re-empower their womb spaces, and yoni is a Sanskrit word that represents that life force comes from here. So let's talk about a few things that women are doing, and also let's break it down. What's going on with women's bodies today? Women are disconnected from their wombs. They're disconnected from their bellies. They're disconnected from their breasts. We are scared of our bodies. We are dieting to death. We don't want to get naked in front of others. We don't understand that our bodies are powerful. And hysterectomies, endometriosis, women are getting mastectomies left and right, literally. Major constipation, major bowel issues. So we're going to talk about and address all these things. A personal story for me. My mother just had a double mastectomy after having breast cancer. My grandmother has a double mastectomy. I have had constipation my entire life. There was a point there where I didn't even have a period. I did not menstruate for years. I'm sure a lot of it came from taking birth control. They told me I had polycystic ovaries. I didn't. They told me I had HPV. Later on, they said I didn't either. HPV, by the way, is a sexually transmitted disease that, what they say, 80% of people have nowadays. And it can lead to cervical cancer. However, just even talking about sexually transmitted disease makes people flinch and freak and get scared and, you know, chill out. It seems to be the sexually transmitted disease that everyone has, but what we want to talk about is just the fear. Like, we have so much fear within our bodies around things that actually aren't even that big of a deal. Not that anything that can cause pain and illness isn't a big deal, but I think you all understand what I'm saying, that there's a disconnection right now with our bodies that we need to address. So there's actually... medical intuitives say that there's an emotional state in relation to every physical ailment that we have. So there's something emotional about the physical ailment. There's something emotional that causes the physical ailment. Thank you for following me. They say that our breasts represents our ability to love, our ability to connect with others, and our ability to nurture. And when we give too much, our breasts are in pain. When we feel afraid to connect with people, our breasts are in pain. They say our belly represents our truth, our authenticity, our ability to reveal ourselves, our ability to feel really safe to poop, to menstruate, to cycle in menstruation, to have a healthy cycle. That all has to do with our safety. So we'll just stay with that for now, the belly. And I just want to reflect on how many women are terrified of the fat on their bellies. But it's like being terrified of our own truth. The womb and its cycles, like the womb space itself, which also they say the womb space is also the belly. But like the vulva itself, the vagina, is the divine gateway. So if you know anything about the women's mysteries, and that's what I teach, the women's mysteries. These are stories of women's power that have been lost. And they've been lost in the time of patriarchy. And that loss has left us into this sort of like lopsided, disempowered way of viewing women. But for a long time, women remembered that because our wombs create life, we are powerful. Our wombs are that divine gateway between us and the other world, between this world and the other world. It is the gateway, right? And women hold every sexual experience in their womb. They hold all the pain and they hold all the traumas, and that can also cause problems in menstruation, endometriosis, that can cause problems in childbirth, pain in childbirth. So we'll continue there. So breasts, bellies, and womb. And when any of these are out of balance, we get sick. And so what people do today is they take laxatives, birth control pills, and eventually it will lead to hysterectomy and mastectomies, you know. Taking care of our breasts, our belly, and our womb also leads to emotional balance. There are a lot of women who are taking mood stabilizers, taking anxiety medication, but really they really need to come back to themselves. So let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about just basics. Breast massage, belly massage. How about yoni eggs and yoni care? Like, so breast massage, belly massage. Taoism has some really beautiful breast massage techniques. And these breast massage techniques really help balance your hormones. They reconnect you with yourself. They allow that sexual life force to kind of run through your body. For those who are connected to energetics or spirituality or interested in any of that stuff, they say that our sexual life force is our life force, like sexuality. If you feel sexual, it's like being sensual with life, like being alive, allowing yourself to let that desire to run through you. And most of us are disconnected from that because it's another fear thing. We get scared of life. So with breast massage, we start to re-stimulate that life and balance our hormones and allow all lymph and everything to move through. Belly massage, there's Mayan abdominal massage, there's Qin Itsang. So when we do belly massage, it's just about moving that stagnation through your belly to reconnect you with yourself. You know, they say that our soul, the seat of our soul, lives in our belly, lives, you know, our, this, like our core, it's our core self. And some people say that even our intestines reflect our life journey. So when we do that belly massage, it's about almost like connecting with our life journey in our belly, if you can believe that, because I do, and moving that through and to allow those emotions to come up. Because our soul lives there, because our journey lives there, our belly holds so much emotion and it can stuff up. That's going to lead us to hydrocolon therapy. I also do hydrocolon therapy. There are many different types of hydrocolon therapy. There's enemas. There's the Kalema board. There is the hydrocolon therapy machine. I actually don't know the name for like the very advanced machine, but I do all three. I don't know the name, but I do all three. And so why would we do hydrocolon therapy? Let's just start with that. I just said that the colon holds our journey. And what happens, because the food that we eat, because the emotional stagnation, because of the fear, the food coats on the sides of our intestine and it starts to coat in layers and becomes very caked on. And you get layers and layers and layers of poop, basically, caked on your walls for your lifetime. And toxins can't flow. It gets trapped. It's held on to so much toxins, but it's also holding on to your emotions too. So I'm going to take a little pause there. When I address physical ailments, I address it from the spiritual, emotional, and physical. Physical, emotional, spiritual. I didn't want to get distracted by the order of it, because all of it matters. All of it's connected. So when we do a hydrocolon therapy session, which I haven't fully explained what it is yet, but when we do it, you're going to have things come up from many different realms, and we're going to address it from each realm. We're going to work with it. So let's say you get on the machine and you're on the hydrocolon therapy machine and water goes into your colon, hydrocolon therapy. It's basically water coming into your colon to wash out the toxins. That's the easiest explanation of it. Enema is much less water than a Clemma. Clemma is slightly less water than a hydrocolon therapy machine. Even so, you would want to go on a Clemma or a hydrocolon therapy to be able to flush out the entirety of the colon. What's beautiful about the Clemma and hydrocolon therapy machine is that after you flush out the entirety of the colon, you start flushing out your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys. Everything starts dumping. And it will heal all sorts of physical ailments from acne, from endometriosis, let alone constipation. I mean, everything is connected. So you start flushing these organs. Each of these organs is paired with emotional, spiritual components. The liver holds anger, for example. So as you're flushing the liver, all this anger could be coming out. Our body also holds things like parasites. So I'm not going to go deeper. I really want to go over it as a whole. But how does this relate to women's, alternative women's care? Is that women hold so much in their body. You know, women menstruate every month. And in the Women's Mysteries, so again, Women's Mysteries are stories of women's power that have been suppressed over time, but there are myths speaking about women and why we menstruate, right? And I believe in them. I believe in them. It structures my entire life. So that's why I teach them. And they say that women not only menstruate, like not only, they say, okay, let's say this. Women carry the entire world in their bellies. Have you seen those pictures of women holding the world in their bellies? They hold the earth in their bellies. And a woman's belly, you know, she's feeling her mother and her daughter and her son and her husband, and she's holding all of that. So when she menstruates, she's not just shedding for herself, she's shedding for all. Women feel all. They say that our wombs are actually intuitive centers, massive intuitive centers, because our womb feels the cosmos. They're saying it's like a woman holds the cosmos in her womb, not just the earth, but the cosmos. And she feels, you know, people who check astrology charts and chart the stars, believing that the stars dictate, you know, the fate of our lives. They say that women's wombs are mirrors of the stars and are intensely intuitive and carry far more than we know. So I hope I didn't confuse you there. This is not a Women's Mysteries talk. This is just, if that intrigued you, you can talk to me. If it didn't intrigue you, carry on. Point being is that women bleed and they shed. And they shed for themselves and they shed for others. And I only brought up the astrology and holding the stars because it's like we're holding so much more than we know, and we shed that out. The belly doesn't always shed that out. The belly's still holding it all too. I just said that they say that the intestines tracks our life path. How often are you clearing out the past? So getting on hydrocolon therapy is like clearing out the past. And what can happen is emotions. Like you can get on that hydrocolon therapy machine and major emotions flush, like to the point where you freak out. When I first got on a hydrocolon therapy machine, I was like, oh, fuck no. That was terrible. I ended up becoming more constipated afterwards because it brought up the fear. Like when you release the emotions, more fear comes. But it's important for women to shed. Just like it's important for us to bleed, it's important for us to poop, it's important for us to clear. In the same way, I also have a sauna that I offer to people. And I think it's really important to sauna and to sweat out all those toxins. Okay, so let's talk about some other things. Postpartum care. I do postpartum care for women after they give birth. And in postpartum care, we may use yoni steaming. We may also use the sauna. Foot baths and closing the bones. I'm going there, but I actually like thinking like my brain's flipped a little bit, and I don't actually feel like I should go there yet. But now I feel like I'm stuck because I'm like, oh, postpartum, let's go there. If you need postpartum care, we can talk about that. I'm more than happy to help you after you give birth. Some of the things we may do is yoni steaming. So let's go back to yoni steaming, because you can do yoni steaming postpartum after having childbirth, or just throughout your cycle as a woman. They say yoni steaming helps with the full spectrum of ailments. PMS, endometriosis, irregular cycles, fibroids, yeast infection, transition into menopause. There's so many things. And so what a yoni steam is we use herbs that are specific to you, specific to your ailments, and steam with them. It's pretty simple. I have a beautiful yoni steam seat, so you can sit very comfortably. And we bring a lot of heat into the womb. And that causes the womb to sweat. It causes it to pulse. It causes it to shed out any toxins. More than toxins, though, anything that is stuck, any kind of cysts, any kind of anything that needs to sweat out, we let that move. It's really great to do after menstruation, just to even clear out the smells. So after childbirth, for example, it's just going to help clear out the entire womb walls and also bring it back to the space that it was before childbirth. So all that's really important. Alternative women's care, a lot of it is about returning us back to our cunt, to our womb. Because women are disconnected from our wombs. We are pieced out. There's been too much sexual trauma. And when we reconnect to our wombs, they say that's when women connect to our power. It's like returning to the seat of our soul. It's just connecting to our truth. Now you can truly feel. You can truly feel what's going on there. So in the same way with anything, if we're doing a service, even if a yoni steam brings up an emotional, spiritual something, I can be there. I can help you with it. How about yoni eggs? So yoni eggs are very interesting. The reason why we use them, it's become very popular nowadays to like firm up the yoni and to make sex better and whatever. But what I like them for is just a simple reconnecting you back to your womb space. That simple act of reconnecting you back to your womb space, spain space, can heal all kinds of pain. Pain that people don't know how to heal. Major emotional upsets, eating disorders. I have a friend who has healed things that people said is incurable just by doing the yoni eggs. Some of the things that we can do is actually you do breathing activity, squeezing, like breathing in and breathing out and squeezing with the egg in your body. And just bringing energy back to that place. That's our, again, that sexual center, like bringing that sexual life force, bringing life force back into our bodies. We are dead. A lot of us are dead and disconnected. So you got to bring all that back, and it takes some work, but it can be beautiful work. Okay. Let's talk about something that's a little bit more taboo. I also help women with their abortions. No, I don't actually do a clinical abortion. I'm not going to be able to do the procedure. That is illegal. But I can aid you on your clinical visit. I can help you understand what it is that you can refuse and what your choices are beyond what they tell you. And I'm also happy to introduce herbs to you. Herbs that you can use to release your pregnancy. Herbs, and I'm just going to educate you. It is technically illegal to do your own abortion in any way. It is not illegal to educate you on them. Okay, so I am just educating you on what is already out there on the web, but giving you as much information as I can so that you know all your choices and you know the full spectrum. Connecting to herbs are really important for a woman and in all aspects of her life. And just as you should know the herbs that can induce a pregnancy release, you should know the herbs that help you with contraception. What are the herbs that help you with contraception, herbs that help you with aiding infertility? What are the herbs that help you if you want to use a plan B kind of method? There are herbs for all of these things. I'm very happy to help you understand your body in that way, how to connect with more herbal remedies to have reproductive freedom, to do what you want with your own body. I also can help you with fertility tracking. If you do not know how to track your fertility, to know when you're ovulating, to know when you're premenstrual, to know when you're fertile, when you're not, these are all really important things. And I use the women's mysteries to help the process. So it's not just like scientific, or it's not just like, here, like, let me help you track your cycle, and this is when you're fertile and this is when you're not. Like, no, there are myths, there are stories, there is magic. That's why we're Feytera, magic on earth. There is magic that helps you understand. When it comes to abortion, there are women's mysteries that help ease the transitions of pregnancy release. There are women's mysteries that help us understand that we get to choose the path of our life. So this is all stuff I'm very passionate about. So you can go to our website, Feytera.com, and you can look at the feminine healthcare services. If you would like doula support, if you have pain in your womb, if you have constipation, if you have fibroids, if you are dealing with polycystic ovaries, if you have major PMS and menstrual pain, if you are having a hard time with your sexual vitality and need to increase your libido, I also work with that. So I have many techniques that we can work with to work on your own sexual vitality. And I'm very happy to also go through ritual with you and to do ceremony and to ask hard questions. So if you need that from me, I'm here. Thank you very much for listening.